This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Republicans in the Texas House scrambled to get consideration of their bills by a midnight deadline. That's as Democrats tried their best to run out the clock. Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune explained why a bill to prohibit use of state money to issue same-sex marriage licenses failed to make the cut.
It was way down on the calendar, which is the agenda for the House. You know, they set the bills in order, and you have to go through everything in front of a bill to get to that bill. And this one was back several pages, and there were several big, long, sometimes unimportant arguments in front of it. And by the time the bell rang at midnight, it hadn't come up yet.
Now, is this issue truly dead then?
Nothing is really dead while they're still in town. What happens when a bill dies, that particular version of it is gone, but the authors often start looking around for other pieces of legislation that have similar subject matter, and you can see entire bills floated as amendments to other legislation. We've got two more weeks to go.
What were some other big ones that did not get through?
Well, you know, there's a lot of legislation that's kind of hanging between the House and the Senate. And what really happened last night was that bills that originated in the House died if they didn't get House consideration. But a lot of versions of these things are still alive in Senate form or in amendment form. Some of the big stuff that's still hanging out there, of course, is the tax deal, the budget deal. We still haven't seen open carry of handguns get to both floors.
House Public Education Chair Jimmy Don Acock didn't even wait for the midnight deadline. He pulled his school finance reform bill early.
The quick history of this is that the school finance system in Texas has been declared unconstitutional. That's being appealed to the Texas Supreme Court, which, you know, could rule, you know, sometime later in the year. They're not going to even hear the case until August or September. And Acock decided to try to get in front of that and revise the school finance system. He said when he floated the idea, "I think this is a pretty low percentage shot, but I want to get the idea out there and get people talking about it." What he did yesterday was he got it all the way to the floor of the House. He had said earlier in the week, "I don't think there's any appetite for this in the Senate." And when he got it to the House floor, he sort of did a valedictory speech and set the bill down. Everybody had assumed that was going to be the long debate yesterday, but when he pulled it down, it freed the way for other long debates.
The governor yesterday said a House-Senate agreement on tax cuts is due soon. I know most Republicans want cuts, but the two chambers have been at odds over what type. So what has changed?
They've got a big sort of mega settlement working in the legislature. The House and the Senate have been at odds, as the House and Senate usually are, and they've got five bills all on the conference table now where they're talking about tax cuts, restraints on local property tax increases, border security, where they're going to prosecute state ethics cases, and open carry of handguns. All those pieces of legislation are kind of in one negotiation now. It looks like they're going to take three proposals from the House, three from the Senate, shake hands and try to get a deal out of that. And Abbott was expressing some confidence that the main one of those, the tax cut thing that has to pass in order to write a budget, is on a good track now.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.